T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon. So good to be with you guys and spending the afternoon with you. Mardi Gras kicks off as far as parades and stuff like that. A full slate this weekend. We're also going to talk about the president and his declaration today. President Obama. Where am I? President Trump, of course, I knew that. President Trump capped months of political drama. He's been talking about this for quite some time. And he announced today he's going to sign a bill to fund the government, avoiding another government shutdown, while also taking the extraordinary action of declaring a national emergency to secure additional funding for his proposed border wall that at this point congressional Democrats refuse to give him. The president explained his highly controversial move in a Rose Garden announcement this morning, saying, "We're going to confront the national security crisis on our southern border, and we're going to do it one way or the other." He said he was taking critical actions, not because it was a campaign promise. He said, "We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs." Now, Trump is seeking a total of $8 billion through a mix of spending from congressional appropriation bill, executive action, and emergency declaration. Now, do you agree with the president making this move, or do you think it's a little overboard? In general, do you believe in the wall? Do you think, like the president thinks, that this is a matter of national security? You can call me at 260-1870. We're also talking about Mardi Gras. Are you one of these people that go to all the parades? What do you like the most about Mardi Gras? Do you have a favorite, like the parades, the balls, going out of town? Or the best part about Mardi Gras for you is when it's over? And are you one of these people that just makes all the parades? You know, how into Mardi Gras are you? Give me a call at 260-1870. I'll get to the phones in about a minute, but let me read a couple of text messages. "I'm for a stronger border security, which includes advanced technology and more border patrol agents. I strongly believe that the wall will be tied up in court and hope that it's tied up long enough that it doesn't become a reality." Here's one. "If people want a wall, elect representatives that will do that. But go about the will of the people is not a democracy. Going around that, okay, is not the will of the people. It's a dictatorship." Bob, a president pronouncing a national emergency is not the same as a presidential executive order. 100% right on that. Declaring a national emergency is a lot more powerful. Okay, our phone number is 260-1870. We have some lines open, so call and we'll talk about this. Let's go to Chris in Slidell.
Okay.
Chris? Hi, Chris.
Yes, how you doing?
It's off. All right, what do we do with Chris here? Now he is. Okay, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right, are you for the wall, Chris?
I'm for the wall. Definitely for the wall.
Are you for what the president did today declaring a national security crisis?
If that's what's got to get done, we got to do what we got to do. I think the money we spend on the planes, the helicopters, the drones, the manpower to maintain and operate all that, how much money are we wasting a year on that? We could use that border security to secure our own streets that's falling apart, where the crime is ridiculous.
Do you agree with the president's decision? Is this going to make America great again, this wall?
It's going to help.
Are you a Mardi Gras person, Chris?
I used to be when I lived in the city.
Yeah.
But the crime got so bad, which we could use the security that's securing the border, mm-hmm. we could use that in our streets in the military to clean these riffraff little thugs up that's robbing and carjacking people every day. And these people that's calling saying they don't lock their doors, I'd like to know what neighborhood they live in. Because that's a bunch of crap. I don't believe a word they say. When they say they don't lock their doors, they sure don't live in New Orleans.
All right, Chris, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thank you so much. All right, our phone number is 260-1870, and let's go to Mary. In what part of Mississippi, Mary, are you calling from?
I'm in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And the wall, number one, I do think we need border security, but I don't think it's an emergency. If it was, he would have got that 2 years ago. I am independent. I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote last year. But he just lies so much. If he wasn't a big liar, it would be something different.
Wait, Mary, hold on a second. Where? Give me an example of where he lied.
Why does he lie about?
No, I said give me an example. Give me an example on a lie he told.
Okay, for the emergency, he said Mexico was going to pay for the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay for the wall? Mexico. Mexico. That's what he said. So he lied about that. And now he's lying again. It's an emergency. If it was an emergency 2 years ago, he would have had that wall because it's not an emergency. That's just another lie that he tells. I just don't like liars.
All right.
He's a disgrace. A disgrace. Thank you.
All
Have
right,
a good
Mary.
Day.
Okay, now, do you guys agree with Mary? Mary says that President lies all the time, and he's a disgrace. You agree with Mary? You can call me at 260-1870. And let's kind of try, if we can, start getting into Mardi Gras spirit. Is there a parade that you love to go to? Are there several parades you love to go to? And what do you like the most about Mardi Gras? The parades, the balls, leaving town? Or do you like the best thing about Mardi Gras is when it's finally over? You can call me at 260-1870. Coming right back on WWL. All right, let's get right back to our phones. We're going to go to Kathy in Laplace. Kathy, thank you for calling WWL this afternoon. Are you having a good day so far?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready for the Mardi Gras parades this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. How many do you normally go to?
Probably like 4 or 5 of them.
Wow, so you really get into the parades then?
Yeah. I'm not a native of Louisiana. I'm a native of Florida, and
uh-huh.
I enjoy it.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for about 15 years.
So yeah. is parades the best part of Mardi Gras for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so what do you... what's your opinion of our president, who is declaring a national security crisis on the southern border in order to get funding for the wall?
I agree with Mary. It's not an emergency. If it was an emergency, why didn't he take care of business when they had the house?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in fairness to him, though, he has been trying to get funding for the wall for quite some time.
And the way I see it, most of the crimes that are committed here in the United States mm-hmm. are by citizens that's been here for years and years and years. I have B2B properties, and right now I have two Mexicans living with me, and they are the most they're some of the best people I ever met. You know, I never had any problems out of any of my Mexican contractors.
Mm-hmm.
It's always my local people that are American citizens are the ones that will steal and destroy your house. The Mexicans come in, they do their job, they're very sincere, they're very sweet people, and they do their job and they go on about their business and they don't take or steal anything from you.
Kathy, if you are against the president's decision to declare a national security crisis, are you in favor of securing our borders? I mean, do you want anyone who wants to come here who can slide in illegally? Is that okay with you?
No, it's not. they have to go through whatever they got to go through to get into the country. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's an emergency where he got to declare an emergency.
I got you.
Secure the borders. It's not an emergency.
Well, Kathy,
no,
go ahead.
If you stop the Mexicans, then you have to stop the Russians and the Swedish and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put a pull card on just the Haitians and the Mexicans, you know.
All right, Kathy, I got your point. I think you're right about that. My opinion is I want to secure all of our borders, but this seems to be a part of the world that we do seem to be getting more illegals coming in on this area. And again, I think we need to make it a little bit easier for people to become citizens. I hear stories of people sometime, 5 and 6 years to become a citizen. And as it's been said so many times, we probably could solve a lot of our problems in this country with situations with people who come here illegally if we just supported and enforced our own laws. Let's go to, let's see, who's up? Sean. Sean, thank you for calling WWL.
Yeah, okay, Trump's a liar, right? I get it. Mexico's not writing a check to the United States.
Uh-huh.
But there's lots of businesses like Chrysler and Ford that are moving their industries back here because of the breaks that we're giving them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's money that Mexico will not make. Okay, yes, they're not paying for it indirectly, but we're bringing business and jobs back to America. Do we have to stop like the lady before you just said, we're taking on the Mexicans? No, we're not. That's the border that faces us.
Mm-hmm.
Canada don't come rushing down here, okay? They need to change all the laws and the laws that we do have on the books, enforce them. It's really simple.
I agree with that, and I know one of the things that really...
It's been a national emergency for decades.
What drives me crazy are these sanctuary cities. That's I cannot understand anybody endorsing something like that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I gotta go.
Thank you, Sean. Or Seanette, whatever your name is. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, thank you for calling WWL.
Thank you for having this show. This is very enlightening. And I just want to say that, anyone who comes here illegally is breaking the law. Why would we not do our best to prevent it? And the only thing that's really going to work will be a wall.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the president has gone about it in the right way, declaring it a national security crisis? Because, see, Carl, as I have a text message in here somewhere, which is right, a president calling a national emergency, that's not the same as an executive order. This is kind of like a lot more serious. So you think the president is doing the right thing by labeling it that?
I think he's doing whatever he has to do to get the wall. And anyone who, I'm not sure why people mm-hmm. don't want the illegals to come in if they think they'll become citizens and vote for whatever party that's encouraging them to come. But I'm definitely not in favor of having a lot of illegal people. In what country in the world lets you just walk in?
you're right about that. We have traveled a little bit with my wife and I over the past years, and there is not a country that we have visited that had to look at your passport, wanting to know what you were doing, wanting to know why you were coming to that country, and there was no way to sneak in. They'd shoot you.
Exactly. This is ridiculous. It's just simply people who think they'll become citizens and vote for whoever they're mm-hmm. told to vote for.
Carolyn, you like Mardi Gras?
I love Mardi Gras.
What's your favorite part of it?
Well, I like to go to have a place on Napoleon Avenue where mm-hmm. it's not too crowded, and we can park on St. Charles and just walk over. When mm-hmm. we've had enough, we can walk back to the car and go home. Yeah.
My favorite part of Mardi Gras is when it's over.
If it's a nice day and the sun is shining and the crowds are nice,
uh-huh.
Sometimes we'll walk from there to the French Quarter and back.
I tell you one thing. My wife and I were talking about how things have changed. I mean, what's this area where people used to put couches out and they'd have chairs out a week ahead of time for some of these parades? And now, I heard the new mayor saying that, you know, if we pick your stuff up, it's gone. We're going to trash it.
Well, I agree with that. You don't have the right to camp out on the neutral ground.
All right, Carolyn, thank you so very much. Let's go to Judy in Covington. How are you, Judy?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, good. I want to tell you what the biggest whopper that Donald Trump is telling everyone.
All right.
He tries to make you believe that he has built up this great economy, but he said even this morning that the tariffs on China have billions of dollars pouring into our treasury. Well, that is a flat-out lie, because tariffs actually cause our businesses in America to pay tariffs. They have to pay more for Chinese products that they import for their businesses. And he caused American businesses $2.7 billion in Chinese tariffs just in the month of November only. So telling you that money is pouring in our treasury is a big flat-out lie. Anybody can look it up. You can fact-check it. You can do whatever you want. But that is a lie. He's trying to make you think he's done something wonderful with our economy, mm-hmm. and that is a lie. He is actually costing businesses a lot of money.
All right, Judy, what's your favorite part of Mardi Gras?
When it's over.
You and I are alike on that. I just think it's so many years, and I mentioned this earlier show, Shore and Slidell, and even there's some nights, like if you want to go to a restaurant, if you want to go out to get something to eat, you can't. You're trapped in your home, and that's one of the things. People who don't live here, they think Mardi Gras is just one day. No, Mardi Gras is about a 2-week celebration, and unless you want to be part of Mardi Gras, unless you want to go to a parade, unless you want to go to a ball, you can't do anything else. There's no place to go.
I've gotten trapped at work because I couldn't leave work because of the traffic and all of that. You know, that's even worse. But I do understand the traditions if people want to keep up
sure.
the traditions and the cultures. And I'm from the Midwest originally, but I do understand that part, and so I am forgiving of it all.
You know, a couple of years ago, I was working the night shift, and our parking garage is on Chapultepec, and I got off there at midnight. I sat in the garage for an hour, couldn't get out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know. I live on the North Shore, too.
Yeah.
And like I said, I get trapped in work and different places, and you can't go home.
You can't. You're right. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate your calling. We will be back after the top of the hour news. If you're on hold, stay with me. I promise I'll get to you in just a couple of minutes as quickly as I possibly can. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on the Big 870 WWL AMFMN.com. All right. Welcome back. What's your favorite part of Mardi Gras? The parades, the balls, leaving town, or is your favorite part of Mardi Gras, you're glad when it's over? And is there any Mardi Gras event, any parade or any ball that it's not Mardi Gras unless you go to that? Do you have something that you go to year after year after year? Let's talk about that. 260-1870. Also, we will continue to talk about what the president did today. The president declared a national security crisis on our southern border, which if I understand this correctly, that, you know, gives him the right to get money from here and get money from there to build the wall. So do you agree with that? Or do you think that's the wrong way to do it? Let's go to, is it Dana?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you, Dana?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. So what do you think about the president's action? And when it comes to Mardi Gras, what's your favorite part of Mardi Gras?
Well, let's start with the president.
Sure.
I have just a couple of different issues with the wall. They want to say that drugs are brought in over the border and not through legal ports of entry, but there was recently the biggest meth bust ever coming through a legal point of entry. And then you're also finding these tunnels that are dug from Mexico all the way into the United States that transport drugs.
You're talking about what? Was it about 1 million tons of meth that they confiscated?
I want to say, I think the street value may have been $1 million, but I think the poundage was like 375 pounds.
Oh, I thought I read that the tonnage was about 1.5 and the street value was over $1 billion, but I don't know.
I think that was the one that was bound for Australia.
Okay.
I could be mistaken.
All right.
I could be mistaken. But once again, that came through a legal port of entry, and just because we had the border patrol there with the drug sniffing dogs, you know, to be able to detect that. And that's where I think most of the drugs are coming in through. And the tunnels that are coming underneath, you know, what a wall would be supposedly stopping.
Let me ask you a quick question about that, because I was looking at the tunnels and I was seeing some film clips of El Chapo. Those tunnels were so incredible. I mean, they had to be using some people, some engineers who really knew what they were doing. This wasn't just, people off the street building that tunnel. They had to have some real engineers working on those tunnels.
Well, they had to have had. Not only that, you have to imagine what the drug industry is probably in Mexico. They could afford to have that done, because you have to realize this is not a tunnel just for someone to crawl through, but
right.
for them to transport large amounts of whatever they're doing, you know, whether it be a vehicle or some type of transportation system underneath that tunnel to get it through.
Right.
That's just some of my biggest issues with it. And what's going on with the misappropriation of the funds that should be going to other places.
Okay, what about Mardi Gras now?
Mardi Gras, my favorite part of Mardi Gras is king cake.
Did I dream that? I thought I saw on TV somebody having a king cake cheeseburger.
I don't know if I've seen that one, but I have seen sushi places make a sushi platter up in the shape of a king cake.
All right, if anyone is listening right now and they say, Bob, you're right, I saw the same thing. I was watching TV one night on the couch, and I thought, sure, I saw somebody took a king cake and turned it into a cheeseburger. We're going to take a break. Data, thank you for calling, and we will come back with more of your phone calls. Our phone number is 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. Lots of Mardi Gras activities this weekend. In fact, I got a text message that said, technically speaking, Mardi Gras is one day. The rest is carnival season. So you can't call it Mardi Gras season. It's carnival season. All right, then. You like Mardi Gras? What's your favorite part of it? Parades? Balls? Some people head out of town each year for Mardi Gras, go skiing. Or the best part of Mardi Gras for you is when it's over. So share some of that with me, what you like the best about Mardi Gras. And I did get a text message that said, and sometimes on these things I scratch my head and I wonder, are you really listening to what I'm saying, that we should stop calling it an executive order? I'm not sure we said that one time, because the question is, President Trump announced that he will declare a national emergency to secure his money. So even if you are in favor of the wall, do you like the way he did this? Did he act out of sheer desperation? And I'm not there, okay? I do not know if it is, if it meets the national emergency standards. I don't know what becomes a national emergency. But anyway, let's get back to our phone calls. We're going to go to Don in Slidell. Don, how are you?
Doing fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Having a good day?
Oh, yeah, having a good day. Starting to drizzle a little bit here in Slidell.
You going to make any parades this weekend?
Oh, yeah, half a block from my house. You know that. You live out this way. You got to walk right there.
But that's what I don't like, because I live out that way, and if I want to do anything tonight other than go to the parade, I can't. I have to stay inside.
I understand. I live off Pontchartrain Street, but I just drove down Gauze Boulevard, and the barricades are up.
Don, let's pick it in barricades. Maybe instead of a wall, we could have barricades.
Hey, that's a good idea. It's just a little fence.
Send some
you
of
know,
these.
I don't think we need. I'm sorry.
I send some of these local police officers who have dealt with Mardi Gras carnival parades. Then they'd be able to handle it.
They can handle it. The slot LPD can handle it. They're pretty good boys.
So what do you think about this? Do you agree with the way the president's doing this?
I do not agree with the way the president's doing this. The man has no empathy for anyone around him besides himself. I don't even know if he has that. But the wall is not what we need. We need more border security, of course, all around the United States, not mm-hmm. just Mexico. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, the drugs coming through the ports of entry, which you see that all the time when you watch TV and stuff like that, which I agree with. The wall's not going to help. They're going to build tunnels and things like that. But what's so scary to me about him doing this emergency declaration is that it's unnecessary. And the man, if you look up the name, because my name is Don, okay? Donald J. His name is Donald J. If you look up the name Donald, the meaning of it, it means king, ruler of the world.
Is that you?
And that I don't like.
Uh-huh. Are you ruler of Slidell, maybe?
No, I'm not. I used to work EMS out here. I'm a pretty good guy. I got a lot of empathy for people. Mm-hmm. But I'm not no kind of ruler over nobody. And this man thinks that's who he is. So I don't know what's going on. It's scary.
All right, Don, I appreciate you phoning in so much. Let's take one more call before we get to our break. We'll go to Ronald. Ronald, how are you today?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. You support the wall?
Definitely. I would say this. I am so frustrated with the Democrats. I used to vote Democratic. Mm-hmm. But, see, they can't show you a lot of their deterrence. These cartels have airplanes. They land in open fields. They have speed boats where they throw dope out, and they can get across the line. But, see, we're not going to put current, electric current, in any of those fences like we do in our prison, see? And lastly, when you have people come here, our healthcare system is jammed. And I know in Texas, in that area, they are loaded. But they don't pay any into Social Security.
Well, would the wall solve some of these problems?
Oh, yeah. It's going to funnel them and tunnel them into a certain area. You can't ride up and down. You would have to have almost 500,000 troops along the border to cover all that area. And drones, that's after the fact. Pelosi talking about, well, we could use drones. Mm-hmm. Drones will let you know they're there. But guess what? You're not going to drop gas on them.
We don't want to drop gas on anybody. Thank you, Ian, who is running the master control about the king cake with the cheeseburger. I got a text message. Bob, at the King Cake Festival, they had a food truck that was serving a cheeseburger between a king cake. So I was not hallucinating when I saw that. A cheeseburger king cake. All right, we're going to take a break and come right back at WWL. Can I let the whole thing play? You know, I'm sure every generation feels the same way. But with me, the generation of a Three Dog Night, that's got to be 70-something, 75 maybe at the most. The 60s. Motown and music like this is the absolute best. Today's music, I don't even know. I watched the Grammys. I didn't know 75% of the music. Some of it I didn't even, you know, I don't mean to be offensive here, but how is rap music? All right. Maybe we should go back to the subjects. Where am I? I'm just going to push a button here, and we'll take us to Greg in Bay St. Louis. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing all right, man. About the wall. If that wall saves one life, if that wall stops 1 ounce of heroin or meth or whatever from getting into the United States, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
If it saves one life, and that's basically all I got to say about it. If it saves one life, it's worth it.
Now, do you think, as the president says, describe it as a national security crisis? Should he go that far? I mean, that's what he did. I mean, to me, he's the president. And if he says it's a national security crisis, we really have no choice but to... You can believe what you want to believe, but even though I may not agree with him, I'm going to respect the office of the president.
Well, I respect the office of the president. I definitely do. I agree with most of the things that Trump has done, and as far as declaring it a national emergency. If he says it's a national emergency, then it's a national emergency. You know, he knows more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's privy to other information and stuff. And like I said, if it saves one life, right?
Yeah.
If it stops one MS-13 member from killing somebody, which we've seen just recently, you know what I'm saying? If it stops one person, from dying, you know, because of somebody in this country illegally, I'm all for them if they want to come in and play the game and you know, come in legally.
I'm with you on that. Greg, real quick, like, do you experience Mardi Gras in Bay St. Louis, or do you come to New Orleans?
I do Mardi Gras here in Bay St. Louis. The Nereids Parade, I believe, is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. I'm 62 years old, and I take my wife and the crowds down where we used to go. We used to go to Bonneville when I lived in New Orleans.
Right.
I loved Mardi Gras, but now I do the parade in the one parade here in Bay St. Louis, and
that's enough for you, huh? All right, Greg, I understand what you mean with that. Thank you so very much. If you're on hold, Hank, Brent, Mike, you guys hang on. I'll get to you right after the top of the hour on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.